Welcome to the Rebecca Cross Stepping Into Greatness podcast show. My name is Rebecca Cross and I am a business success and motivational strategist. I work with aspiring female entrepreneurs who are ready to be held accountable and to be motivated to step into their greatness. This is a platform where you listen to some of the most inspirational women around the world who are on that journey of making their dreams a reality and continue to do so at every level. We talk about motivation, mindset, adversity, entrepreneurial success, as a woman, as a son, as a mom. But most of all, we talk about how anything is possible. And today I am so excited for interviewing Colleen Gallagher, who is a mindset and transformational coach. And I am so pleased to have her here because it is actually 1 a.m. where she is. So she is so committed to be on the show. Welcome, Colleen. How are you?
I'm so good. Thank you so much, Rebecca. And thank you for using your beautiful channel of light to allow this message to be shared and come into the world.
Oh no, it's a pleasure. And I've been following you on your, I've seen some of your Facebook lives actually. And I have been following you, and I just said to you just before we started recording this that I was just doing a live in my group about how I was interviewing you, and you have got a great following and everyone's saying amazing. So I can't wait to share this episode with everyone. So just to start, can you, tell me, you know, introduce you to those who may not be following you and your story and what the message is about?
Yes, I love that. So we will start at the beginning of time.
I love it.
So I was born in Detroit, Michigan in the USA, and I had a very, very normal upbringing. And all of a sudden I was playing basketball at the age of 14, and I went up for a layup. All of a sudden I fell down and I started hyperventilating. I couldn't breathe. I was taken to the emergency room and they said my thyroid was really enlarged. And it's funny when you look at pictures now, I don't know how we didn't notice because I had a huge Adam's apple, but they said that I would be on medication for the rest of my life and that when I wanted to have kids, it would be very hard. Whatever that meant to a 14-year-old girl, I just knew I was going to have an ugly scar on my neck. The world was over, like plastic surgery needed to happen or something. Like that was the major concerns. And I had no idea what cancer was. So I got my first surgery and there was a lymph node that went to, was wrapped around my jugular. So I had to get a second surgery. And there was a moment in time when I was in the doctor's office and there was another little girl and we were in the playroom. And her dad yelled at her mom saying that the only reason we are not in this position to pay for our daughter's treatment is because you're a stay-at-home mom.
Oh.
And what happened to me in that moment is two things imprinted on me that I did not know. But one, that you needed money to have love and you needed money to not die. So I became very money hungry and I thought that you could only really chase the corporate path because we didn't have pre-existing conditions in the USA. So I went to college. I got a business degree in marketing. I always loved traveling. I did a bunch of study abroads and I graduated and I worked for a $23 billion company as a sales engineer. I was like, I'm going to be this woman in this male dominated field. Like, let's get this. And we're here to go. And, you know, the big thing was that they allowed me to travel and leave Michigan. So I was able to live in Arizona, which is on the West Coast. I was able to live in Texas in the South and then Maryland on the East Coast with the same company. And, you know, there's a time when I was in an emotionally abusive situation, but I kept making more money. So I thought that love should work. Mm. I started using drugs recreationally on the weekends and I hated my job, even though I was making so much money. And I was like, you know, if something doesn't change, I'm going to end up committing suicide. Like there's going to be something bad here. So I remember I was in a meeting and it was talking about 5-year product lines. And I left the meeting completely sobbing. Like, what am I supposed to do? Like my dream is to live international. I can only do that through corporate America to get healthcare and like all of these things. And I remember I come home and crashed on my blue couch. And as I'm sitting there, like, what do you want? Like, what can I do? It came to me to Google visas because the U.S. does not make it seem like it's very easy to get visas. And so I saw that it was $20 for a 1-year visa in Australia and New Zealand. And I've been to Europe a bunch already. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to apply for New Zealand. It seems really earthy. It's 4 million people. It's on an island. You know, this can help me. So I applied, got the visa within 24 hours. I saved for 3 months, had anxiety attacks every single day, left my job and moved across the world to New Zealand.
Wow.
And I literally had so many people say, like, this is the biggest mistake of your life. You're going to be a failure, all of the things. But I was so committed to live internationally. Like, that was my dream. That was my commitment. That was my truth. Like, I was so committed to that being my, that once I had that, I conquered the world. Like, more than any illusion of fear, all of it. That was the thing at the time. And, you know, I get to New Zealand, and within 4 weeks, I manifested a job with a $400 million company covering Australia and New Zealand. Literally manifested my dream super quickly. And I was like, wow, hang on here a minute. I'm clearly a powerful manifester. There's got to be more to this. There's got to be more to this life than just this. And I started looking at opportunities. I started Googling coaches, entrepreneur retreats, and I hired my first coach in August of 2017. And I then booked my retreat to Fiji. Oh, wow. And in Fiji, I went November of 2017. It was all New Zealanders. And I remember I'm Googling, am I okay to go? I'm American. And no one responded, but I still booked it.
Damn, well done.
I go there, and, you know, there was my first time being around multimillionaires. There was no billionaires there, but I was there, and I was like, what am I doing here? Like, I just want to spread some love. This is so stupid. I can't believe I came. Like, I don't even have a business yet. Like, what am I doing? All of the negative self-talk. And I literally go over and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take a picture of the sunset. And I take a picture of the sunset, and there's a heart behind the sun with how the lens captured it. And I was like, oh my God, I've got to go all in. This is it. This has got to happen. Like, the world needs more love and positivity. Like, I will do everything in my power to show every human being that they can live their truth if they choose. And when they live their truth, beyond the impossible results will happen in their life. Like, this is what is happening. This is what I'm doing. And I went back. I was finished writing my book. I left my job. I put my 4-week notice in January 2018. I had $5,000 in my bank account, and I was like, I'm going to build a business from the ground up while I'm traveling the world. And since that time, January of 2018, I've made it around the world twice. I've gotten speaking events, podcasts, my first book came out. I've held amazing transformations with clients. I'm going to like million-dollar masterminds. I have employees. My next book will be coming out. I'm getting my master's in global technology and development. And we are just beginning.
Oh, I love that. That is just awesome. That is just all. Can I ask, Colleen, what, when you had those anxieties, you know, those every day, that 3-month period before you went, what helped you to overcome that fear and do it? What did you, or was it just literally telling yourself every day, I've got to do this. I've got to do this, because there's so many people in our audience who have experienced what you're experienced, but they just can't push themselves like you've done to get to that next, you know, to just do it. Is it because of what happened when you were 14 that pushed you, or was it something else in your, you know, to get you to do what you're doing? Because this is an amazing transformation, and even, you know, it's only October 2018. It's amazing what you've done in 10 months. I mean, it's like, this is what I love. It's like anything is freaking possible, my friend. This is the
yes.
You're like bloody, you know, excuse the language, guys, or you know me. You're completely transparent. You're doing it. So what pushed you to make sure that in those 3 months you were saving that you weren't going to change your mind and that you were still going to start that journey when it started in New Zealand?
Yeah. So kind of what I said is, you know, one thing that's always been my savior in my life. Like, I mean, always has been my savior. I've now made it to 35 countries, 28 of the 50 states. Like, truly travel has always been my savior. And I mean that in a way of, it allows me to find peace. It allows me to go deeper in myself. And that is something, like, if someone came to me and said, Colleen, you cannot travel, I would say, please just kill me. Like, I cannot live without travel. I cannot do it. It is not feasibly possible for me to be a sustainable human without that. And that commitment, that is the thing that I was saying, that one thing, no matter what it is to you, that you are so committed to, like, you're like, yo, if I couldn't have this in my life, I could not function. Whatever that commitment is, you've got to be so committed to it. You are more committed to it than any illusion of fear. And that for me was the travel. And at that moment was living international.
Yeah, I love that. That is so, I can completely relate to that. I had something in my life, which is I was committed to what I want for so many, the journey of the 2 million women I want to help, but also my kids, my children. And that is what pushes me over the feeling the fear, if you like, and just doing it. I love that. That's a great piece of advice. That is really good. Can I ask, on this entrepreneurial journey, especially in the last 10 months, because this is epic. This is like, I love it. Like a book, employees, going to, you know, £1 million mastermind. This is really awesome. This is like, just shows that, you know, you've got to live the dream you want to live, you know, go for it. What has been your biggest struggle through your entrepreneurial journey to date?
Yeah, the biggest, you know, struggle or opportunity I really talk about, there's really two that I like to touch on. But, you know, the biggest one is, you know, when I first started, I was so concerned about making money and like getting that instead of solving a problem. I was so much more concerned of like, how can I make money, instead of being like, what service, what solution can I provide to help people live a better life? And, you know, I remember when I first started, I was barely making $2,000 a month. It was like till April of 2017. And I was traveling and I was using my 6 month program and I had 6 calls that I was selling with 5.5 hours of video content, 100 pages of PDF workbooks. And it was $997, literally below like slave labor. And I had a mentor that I heard of before, and I invested $30,000.
Wow.
On a payment plan that I was able to do. But I remember sitting there being like, holy hell, this is what I just would have made in half a year. Like, now I'm spending this like as an investment. Like, this is insane. And I was like, but you know what? This is what gets to happen for this message to come through for humanity, because it's not even about me. It's about me getting the tools and being around the energy of people who are already successful, who are making an impact on this planet. Mm. And that was when things started to shift. And I still had some shifting to go through, and I still had some things to go with that. But that was really the biggest part, is stop worrying about the money. I mean, align to, you know, this is the amount of income or abundance I want to live into to take care of myself and my family. But I want to solve this problem. I want to give this solution because I'm so passionate about it. And that is what's going to be the purpose for this abundance coming into my life.
That is amazing. That is amazing. So what do you believe then? I mean, I think you've touched on a few things, you know, that moment of whatever you can't live with, that's something that is non-negotiable. Like for you, you're traveling, or, you know, yes, you want to make loads of money, but finding a solution and also working with people like you say, where you've invested £30,000 to up-level yourself to help you get that solution to more people, and so that they can have more love and prosperity and abundance in their life. What do you believe that everyone has inside them for them to be a success? Do you believe that everyone has it inside them to be a success? You know, because what would you say about that?
Yes, I believe so clearly, and I want to say it so, so clearly to every human being who hears this. I believe so clearly you have a gift that is beyond even what you think is of service. You have an amazing gift that only you can do to help lift the vibration of this planet. And you have something so deeply that you care about. That's like, whether it's education, health, poverty, building things, interior decorating, clean water, sustainability, whatever it is, you have something so deep inside you that you care about, that you can use your gift to co-create with the universe, with already an entrepreneur, with a visionary, with already a movement, that you can make a difference in this world and feel so fulfilled and make all of the abundance, have all of the lifestyle, whatever it is you want, you can have that if you commit to knowing that you are worthy and deserving of letting that gift come through you and be acted upon for humanity to be better, so you do your part in lifting the vibration of this planet.
Oh, that is so spot on. And those that are on my live yesterday, that is exactly what I said. That is absolutely, I completely 100% agree with that message. That is so true. Now, this is the next question I want to ask you. I feel we're very blessed to be able to get that message, Colleen, and be able to really connect with as many people for them to listen to that message and really build a life, build a dream, be fulfilled like they rightly deserve to be. And you know, as I say, step into that greatness. But I'm interested on your take on this. What do you feel holds us back at times from being able to do that, from being able to reach that full potential?
Yeah, you know, a lot of times, you know, under-indexing, underperforming, subconscious limiting beliefs. You know, what stops us is our mind. Mm. Our mind likes to keep us safe. So, you know, your mind can't take you somewhere into the unknown. It'd be impossible because your mind is what's deciding where you're going. But your heart is what knows. Your heart is what goes, this is what I'm feeling, this is what I'm doing, this is what I want to align to. But your mind is the one that decides. So as soon as you can lock it in with yourself, like, this is where I want to be, this is who I am, I am a powerful manifester, I'm a creator, I'm a being, I'm of service, I'm here to do epic things, I'm here to lift the vibration. You get into that and you really have your heart behind it. And you start to go, this is what my day is going to feel like. You're going to write it out. You're going to say it. You're going to act like it. You're going to talk like it. You're going to start having these conversations. Your mind is going to start aligning to what feels good because your mind likes to feel good and safe, does not want to go into the unknown. So if you're trying to call in something that's the unknown, you're going to go in a way that you don't want to go. You've got to get your heart and body and soul and mind into it. And that's even from a way, even if you don't have the abundance or finance or whatever it is to invest in yourself, you've got to just sit there and go, this is who I am, this is what I'm being, and here's what I believe, and I know that I'm doing this because it's of a greater service. And when you really get that, it's not even just about you, it's about you serving other people. That allows the release, and the fears don't get less. You know, as you get more successful, people are like, oh, it'll be fine. As you get more successful, you've got bigger problems. I mean, if you can't talk about investing a couple hundred dollars, how are you about to invest a couple hundred million into a company, into solving a problem, into getting a private jet? Like, if you can't start small, how are you going to get there?
So spot on. God, Colleen, I could talk to you all day. I'm just going to sit here and listen to you all day. It's so spot on. This is it. And the mind is such a powerful muscle. And you're right. I always say another level, another devil. Every level you go up, there's always that devil that you've got to fight and get through, and you're going to have to overcome some kind of hurdle. It never gets easier. It's just you are more of an expert on how to deal with those devils, if you like. Now, I'd love to ask what kind of, because I've just got a couple of questions before we finish up. The first one is, what one piece of guidance could you give our audience? Because you've given some amazing, amazing content and points here, which is amazing. What out of everything could you add one piece of guidance you could offer?
Yeah, the thing I would say is, if you are not living in a world and you are not thinking in a world and you are not breathing life into a world that seems impossible to you, get another life, get another vision. We are living in a world of impossibilities, and start to create that imagination muscle to create the impossible life that makes you feel so freaking good, so sexy, so rich, so amazing, so whatever it is. Start creating that and living into that place of feeling good in the impossible.
I love it. Wow, Colleen, you're awesome. I love it. I love it. And it's so true. So what's your life mission, Colleen? You know, You've got many, 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 many years ahead of you, like everyone else. What is your life mission?
Yeah, my deepest mission here, you know, is really when there's universal or global citizenship, that I would be on the global or the policy board for international policies to really lift the vibration of third world and developing nations, to finally cut the cord of what's been done in the past with the developed nations creating dependency from the developing and third world, and allowing them to rise and co-create with their experience they get to have on this planet, so every single person has an equal opportunity to live their truth, and we're not having 75% of the world living in poverty.
God, that would be amazing. And do you know what? I've got a feeling you will have a huge, if not massive, impact on that mission, because that is definitely something that needs to be addressed. Finally, Colleen, before we finish, I would love you to share with the audience how they can contact you if they want to connect or even work with you, and to really shift their mindset, to get them doing what they love, to do what they want to, who they want to serve and how they want to serve, and how to start that journey. Can you, I will be getting your links from you so I can place it on the actual introduction of the episode, so that, but can you actually say on the podcast as well how they can get hold of you?
Yeah, I'd love to. So my website is just www.colleengallagher.co. My Instagram is Colleen_Gallagher_. And my Facebook is just Colleen.Gallagher111.
Awesome. And guys, I will have all those links on the actual introduction with the link of this episode. Colleen, thank you so much for an amazing, amazing interview. I really appreciate the fact that where you are right now, it's 1 a.m. in the morning. So thank you so much. You are absolutely been a pleasure to be on the show, and I can't wait to keep in touch with you and also follow your journey as you go for that mission.
Yes, and thank you so much for using your light again and using this to activate others and see that, you know, we do live in a world where everything is impossible to become reality.
Oh my God, absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much, Colleen. It's been so great to talk to you.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.